Welcome to the mix on ChristianGamingCommunity.com.
I can't change the laws of physics.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
And now, from the CGC Studios, here's Will.
Greetings to all you listeners out around the universe, and welcome to the mix on ChristianGamingCommunity.com. My name is Will. Thank you so much for listening to or downloading this show from our website. We thoroughly appreciate the fact that you took the time to listen to this today, because we have got a huge show planned for you guys. We're going to be talking about Season 10 inside Star Trek Online, which is being called Delta Rising. We are going to be talking about Galactic Strongholds, because it's been released to the preferred status users on Star Wars The Old Republic. We've got some gaming community news, and we've got some great tunes lined up for you guys. So you know what? We're going to get started right into our first music set. We're going to be bringing you a little bit of the 80s this time around with Jimmy Jameson and the band Survivor. Here's a little bit of High On You. Take a listen to this.
Teacher, to look so good and feel so right.
you. That was just a little bit of High On You from the late Jimmy Jameson and Survivor here on The Mix inside ChristianGamingCommunity.com. You know what? Coming up next, I'm going to bring you guys a tune that even I haven't heard in a little while. Here's a little bit of Journey with Don't Stop Believing. Take a listen to this. Stop Believing here on The Mix. This next tune actually goes out to our Kiwi friend way over in New Zealand. This one is for you, Jace. Here comes a little bit of Uncle Phil with Can't Hurry Love. Take a listen to this.
Just have to wait.
Yeah, and that was just a little bit of Phil Collins with You Can't Hurry Love right here on the mix. I got one more tune for you guys. We're going to go into some promos, and then we're going to jump right into the gaming community news and the Stowe Report. So here's a little bit of Billy Ocean with When the Going Gets Tough, The Tough Get Going. Take a listen to this. We'll be back right after a couple of promos.
At Lighthouse Fleet, we strive to make everyone feel welcome. We are a Christian fleet, however, we are not exclusive, and we welcome anyone and everyone. All that we ask is respect for every member of our fleet and respect for our Lord, Jesus Christ. Our guild is very casual, and you are not required to be at any function, although you are definitely invited. Lighthouse Fleet is a member of the Christian Fleet Alliance on Star Trek Online and a member of the Christian Gaming Community. So come join us for some laid-back MMO playing, fellowship with fellow Christians, and some good times.
Diligence.
Loyalty.
Trust.
Determination.
Ingenuity.
Patience.
Courage.
Kindness.
Humility.
Greed.
Despair.
Vengeance.
Lust.
Pride.
Star Trek Outpost.
No more, no less.
Only at GiantGnome.com.
CGC Radio News.
That's right, folks. It's time for a little bit of CGC Radio News. Once again, you're inside the mix at ChristianGamingCommunity.com. My name is Will. Thank you so much for joining us for the show today. Now, when it comes to the community, you guys know that we've actually done quite a bit of changing, and CGC Radio has been a part of that. CGC Radio decided to move into podcasting due to the monetary obligations of actually running the streaming server and paying royalties and things like that. Now, with that being said, we're actually looking to move towards getting into a lot more of the independent and unsigned music scene, and we are looking to move into a lot more contemporary Christian music. So, if you're interested in helping us out with that, please don't hesitate to let us know. If you know of a great indie or unsigned artist that you'd like to hear, just send us an email to cgcradio777@gmail.com. We'll try to definitely get them up for you just as soon as possible. Now that we're done with that, let's move on into a little shameless plug for some help with the website. We are looking for people who are interested in helping us get information up about Star Trek Online, Star Wars The Old Republic, Call of Duty 4, Battlefield series, DC Universe Online, things like that. If you're interested in giving us a hand with that, you can either contact us using the email address that I mentioned before, cgcradio777@gmail.com, or go to our website, which is at christiangamingcommunity.com, all one word, and then click on the Contact Us section for either the CGC Radio address or for the it's the CGC podcasting email address, or for the Christian gaming community itself. Either Sandman or myself will actually receive that email, and we will definitely tie you in with the right person that you need to get in touch with to actually start helping us out with the blog. If you are a fleet leader and you have an event or you would like to promote your fleet, again, use either one of those email addresses or catch Sandman or myself in TeamSpeak. We will definitely put you a promo together so that we can actually start getting your fleet or your guild promoted so that you can start hopefully receiving some members, because we know that it's been a little slow during the summer months, and we know that you guys would love to boost your numbers and things like that, especially with Galactic Strongholds being out now, because both the Light Side and Dark Side guilds inside Star Wars The Old Republic have their own strongholds, which we'll get into in a little bit. But they are looking for some help with that as well. But again, just send us an email. We'd love to help promote your fleet. We'd love to help promote your guild. So just let us know. Other than that, the community is, you know, still holding the prayer meetings on Sunday nights and Thursday nights now, and I think they are both at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm not really sure if they're still holding the actual quote-unquote live meeting inside Star Trek Online or not. Your best bet would be to check with either Taben or Sandman on that, and they can let you know. They are still doing the Daily Rosary at 6 p.m. They are doing lots of different things that are going on. I'm assuming that the Bible study has been suspended indefinitely due to issues with having an actual leader there in the whole nine yards. If you're interested in helping with the Bible study, your best bet would be to contact Sandman inside TeamSpeak, or again, go to the website, look for the email contact, and then contact the community that way as well. So that's pretty much it for our Christian gaming community news. We're going to move right into the Star Report. So we're not going to play a promo or anything. So here we go. Season 10 is now in its, you know, planning stages and its final layout moves in the whole nine yards for release sometime in October. Now, we do know that there is going to be a 10-level increase from level 50 to level 60 inside Star Trek Online. Now, those changes that are coming from level 50 to level 60 are not going to include anything special or extra, like the ability to command groups of ships. That's still something that Captain Gecko really wants as a future thing inside Stowe. Progression in the system is going to be available even beyond level 60, with specialization trees to add further character customization. Increase of the level cap is going to be adding new Mark 13 and 14 gear, which will help fight power creep because the game is going to be rebalanced for a max of level 60. Now, all the factions are going to be getting new tier 6 ships, and they are actually retooling the tier 5 ships to make them unobsolete as far as the game goes. Now, they're already in the process of getting that up on the Triple Test server, and if you have access to that, please let us know how that's working for you, because we would love to know. They are also going to be introducing new races as well. They are going to be bringing in the Talaxans, the Ocampa, the Kazon, Hierarchy, Melon, and Hazari. So we are actually getting new races along with the new content. Some of the 50 to 60 content is going to be actually piecemealed out through the next year's anniversary, with a good amount of repeatable content in place. Cryptic feels that they can bring us more story content now. Tim Russ is going to be returning to reprise his role as Tuvok, along with Garrett Wang reprising his role as Harry Kim. Jeri Ryan will be back to reprise her role as 7 of 9. And Neelix will be joining us as well, so make sure that you check all of that out. If you're looking to get more information, just head over to stowe.gamepedia.com/upcoming content. We're going to start out with another music set here in just a moment, guys. So you know what? I'm going to throw in a promo right here to get it all set up. We're going to start bringing you guys a little bit of Stephen Curtis Chapman, some Amy Grant, and some Casting Crowns. We'll be back right after this promo with our contemporary Christian music set.
Hello, ladies and gents. Look at your fiction. Now back to me. Now back at your fiction. Now back to me. Sadly, your fiction is not Flagship Magazine, but you can still listen or read it in the format of your choice. Look down. Back up. Where are we? We are on a ship, sailing to the infinite destinations that Pirate's Cove magazine can bring you. What's in your hand? Back to me. I have it. It's a needle, meant to subdue a victim, to torture them both physically and mentally, for the enjoyment of Abattoir magazine readers. So pick up the Flying Island Press magazine of your choice, and let fiction take you where you want to go. I've been abducted.
All right, folks, here we go. Here's our first song of our contemporary Christian set. It's going to be from Casting Crowns. It's called So Far to Find You. Take a listen to this.
Crying all alone, we were waiting and praying and longing to bring you home, and then we saw your face in a moment. You were wrapped up in our hearts. We took a step of faith, and now here we are. Will you let me hold you in my arms tonight? I have come so far to find you, so far to find you. Will you take my love and give up the fight? I have come so far to find you, so far to find you. From a world away I've journeyed just to hold your hand. You will never be alone again. I've come so far to find you. fortifying you. You were fighting and fearful. You were hiding your heart away. But I was trying so hard to show you, 'cause there were no words that I could say. If you could see my heart, you would know that all I wanna do is care for you. Will you let me hold you in my arms tonight? I have come so far to find you, so far to find you. Will you take my love and give up the fight? I have come so far to find you, so far to find you. Here in your eyes I see reflections of myself, how I'm the child that's really running. I can hear a voice that's whispering my name, saying, come to me, don't run from me. I'm all you need and I am calling. Will you let me hold you in my arms tonight?
I have come so far.
Will you take my love and give up the fight? Cross I came. It was my love for you that brought me all the way. So far to find you, so far to find you. You were broken, abandoned, and crying.
That was just a little bit of So Far to Find You from Casting Crowns. Coming up next, I've got a little bit of Amy Grant with the title track from her newest CD, How Mercy Looks From Here. Take a listen to this.
The water rose today, the river with the rain, memory. And picture frames have floated miles away through the wreckage and the mud, the ruins after the flood. She survived at 91. Some would have given up, drowning in their tears, but on her wrinkled face a smile appears. When you face your greatest fear, losing all that you hold near, open up your eyes, my dear. Oh, how mercy looks from here. A brilliant mind that fades away, a baby doll beside the grave. When you face your greatest fear, losing all that you hold near, open up
my dear. That's when boundless grace appears. Unseen angels hover near. Saints are singing loud and clear. Oh, how mercy looks from here. Oh, how mercy looks from here.
That was just a little bit of Amy Grant with her title track from her CD, How Mercy Looks From Here. I've got some Stephen Curtis Chapman coming up next for you guys with a track called Faithful, right here on The Mix inside ChristianGamingCommunity.com.
You are faithful, yes. you are faithful. When you give, when you take away, even then, great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. And with everything inside of me, I am choosing to
That's right, folks. That was just a little bit of Stephen Curtis Chapman with a track called Faithful. You know what? I've got one more track coming up for you guys in this contemporary Christian set. Here's a little bit of Third Day with For the Rest of My Life. Take a listen to this. For the Rest of My Life here on the mix inside ChristianGamingCommunity.com. You know what? I got some promos coming up for you guys. We'll be back in two. Take a listen to these.
Welcome to the interwebs, home of everything. Would you like to try the new Fruity Oaty Slusho?
What do you want?
A podcast?
What kind of podcast?
Give me one with affable hosts talking about geeky things they do.
I want one with geek-related news.
Anything else?
Let me see. How about a podcast with sometimes interesting topics or celebrity interviews?
Yeah, let me have the one with the fitness tips, the one that talks about patio books, maybe the one that talks about upcoming cons.
If you want all of that, why not get a combo?
You have something that has all of that?
I wouldn't offer it if we didn't.
Is that possible?
Is that legal?
You want this weekly from GeekRadioDaily.com.
What's that?
a running gag.
So what is this Sweekly?
It's the sometimes weekly podcast with stealth geeks who talk about their week, geek news, and it features looks at patio books, fit club, and con updates.
I don't know.
One of the hosts is a woman.
Oh, really?
With a sexy voice.
Sold. Geek Radio Daily has forums for Geek Talks, an active Facebook and Twitter page, and the award non-winning Sometimes Weekly podcast. All this and more at geekradiodaily.com.
The Treks in Sci-Fi Podcast.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Sci-fi entertainment news and commentary.
I am Locutus. Aboard.
Star Trek episode analysis.
Captain of the USS Enterprise.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons.
Collectibles, toy, and prop reviews.
I am to misbehave.
The weekly Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with your host Rico at treksinscifi.com.
All right, folks, it's now time for the tour report here on the Mix Inside ChristianGamingCommunity.com. Captain Diphtheric sends his apologies for not being able to be here with us this week. However, I am filling in for him. So let's jump right in and see what we've got. Galactic Strongholds is now live to the preferred status subscribers inside Star Wars The Old Republic. The official launch date for Galactic Strongholds is still going to be October 14th, and subscribers gained early access on the 19th of last month. The preferred status players are going to get the access. I'm sorry, it will be on the 16th, not today, and they will be able to gain at least some access to Strongholds on Coruscant, Roman Cause, and Tatooine. Preferred status players will not be able to gain access to the Nar Shaddaa Stronghold until the launch on October 14th. And then free-to-play players will gain access to Galactic Strongholds on the 14th of next month, with the ability to gain access to Strongholds on Coruscant, Droman Cause, Tatooine, and Nar Shaddaa. Now, I will tell you this much when it comes to Galactic Strongholds. Be prepared to spend a lot of credits or cartel coins, because the upgrades are not going to be cheap. Just for an example, when the subscribers actually got access to the Nar Shaddaa Stronghold back on the 19th of last month, I did some looking around, and I actually went out to see what the price would be just to do the balcony expansion, and we're talking 2.25 or 2,250,000 credits to actually gain the access expansion to the balcony, or it was like, I want to say 750 cartel coins to get the balcony expansion. So be prepared to actually spend a lot of EC or a lot of cartel coins to be able to do all of the expansions inside the stronghold that you get. There is a basic starter set of furniture that you're going to get once you actually accept the mission to take the stronghold. Of course, you have to buy it, which, for, again, the subscribers, we actually got the Nar Shaddaa stronghold free of charge. However, the Coruscant stronghold is 2,000 EC, and I want to say that the Roman cause stronghold is 5,000 EC. So we've got three strongholds that are available to us right now, with Tatooine coming up very shortly, I think, if it's not available already. And I want to say that Tatooine is not as cheap as everybody thinks it is either. But, like I said, be prepared to spend a lot of EC for these strongholds. We also know that the Guild flagship has been released to the Guilds in the early subscriber release. That Guild flagship is going to be 50 million EC to purchase. Now, as far as I know, the Christian Gaming Community Guilds, which is the Lightwielders and Alpha Omega, have already set up strongholds via light side and dark side, depending on which guild you're in. Now, the light side guild is actually on the planet Coruscant. The dark side guild is actually going to be on Drum and Cause. And I do know that both guilds are actually accepting donations of furniture. They're accepting donations of decorations and things like that. I'm not sure, but I'm almost positive that you can actually donate EC to both those guilds. For more information on that, contact those guild leaders, and they can let you know how to donate, you know, EC to those guilds, and so they can actually afford to maybe do the expansions and you know, get those stronghold guilds looking really, really nice. I do know that there was an update for Season 2. It's 2.10, where they've actually started closing out some of the things that were open. I do know that they've actually added in some stuff to the storyline as far as one of the flashpoints go. So you can check that out as well. But for more information on Galactic Strongholds, go on over to SWTOR.com/Galactic-Strongholds, and you can get the information on that. We also are getting ready to move in to taking song requests and things like that for the Mix podcast or any other shows that you would like to see us do. We would kind of love to expand all of this into a network. So it's not just the Mix. You know, if you would like to see a specific show geared to a particular game or something like that, let us know. We would like to be able to do that for you guys, especially for like the Battlefield 4 crowd. I know at one point we were actually talking about doing that for World of Warcraft. We were going to add some stuff in. So if you're interested in seeing something like that, or you'd like to host something like that, send us an email to cgcradio777@gmail.com. Again, if you've got events you want to promote, please don't be afraid to let us know. And we'll take it from there. You know what? We're going to do one more music set, but we're going to do this one a little bit differently, because a few weeks ago, I kind of got a request from a certain community leader. Let's try that again. A certain community leader who had a specific request for a specific artist. And while I haven't played any of this music in quite a while, I think I'm going to kind of, you know, grant this request, and we're going to go from there. So we're going to do just a little bit of music geared towards our community leader, and we're going to kind of go towards the country music side. So you know what? You guys stick around. I'm going to play one promo. I'm going to bring you up those three songs right after this.
All over the world, people are rushing to ChuckChat.com to listen to Radio Yesterday, the greatest collection of old-time radio in podcast form. Horror, comedy, mystery, science fiction, Radio Yesterday has it all. Join your host, Chuck Tomasi, to discover new shows or rediscover lost favorites. Use the latest RSS technology and never miss a single episode. Don't delay, hurry to ChuckChat.com and pick up your copy of Radio Yesterday.
All right, folks, here we go. By request by our community leader, Sandman, here's a track that I have not heard in a long, long time. It's just a little bit of Garth Brooks with some Friends in Low Places. Take a listen to this.
showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I slip on down to the oasis, so I've got a friend in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong, but then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Slip on down to the oasis, so I've got a friend in low places.
Yeah, that was just a little bit of Garth Brooks with Friends in Low Places for our community leader, Sandman, here on the Mix inside ChristianGamingCommunity.com. You know what? Since we're in the country mood, I think I'm going to play you guys another one. We're going to bring up a little bit of Travis Tritt at this point, and I think I'm going to leave the song a surprise. You take a listen to this.
Played his guitar on the harder side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family.
whole future and the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him say, top. But now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around when it seemed like only yesterday. He would say, I'm gonna be somebody. The same old hungry eyes looked up at Bobby and said, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. And I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your heart.
That was just a little bit of Travis Tritt with his song, I'm Gonna Be Somebody. Coming up next, I have got a track from a gentleman who has been a big powerhouse in the country music industry here lately. Toby Keith has been around for quite a while, but he came out with a track that makes a lot of sense. I want you guys to take a listen to Made in America right here on The Mix inside ChristianGamingCommunity.com.
The Pledge of Allegiance anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That was a little bit of Made in America by Toby Keith here on the Mix Inside ChristianGamingCommunity.com. I do have one more track for you guys, but before we go, I actually wanted to sit down and have just a really kind of short prayer with you all, because as of the date of this podcast, September 11th has already come and gone, and the 13th anniversary of the loss of the Twin Towers, the partial destruction of the Pentagon, and the loss of Flight 93 in Pennsylvania has already happened. However, I wanted to sit down and I wanted to do a tribute with the mix for all of us to enjoy. So, if you would just join me in just a brief moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the chance to actually be able to come together, whether it be via a podcast or whether it be via a group of people inside a chat room or in a building that people would call a church. But where two or more are gathered in your name, you will always hear us. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be able to remember the lives that were lost on September 11th of 2001. Father, we ask that you be with the families of those lives that were lost. Some of them today even still grieve for their family members. Give them peace. Give them strength. Give them comfort. And give them love. Because only they know what truly is missing from the world with their family members being gone. Father, we ask that you be with the people who lost friends and commandants in not only the Twin Towers in New York City, but over at the Pentagon, and those that had friends and family on Flight 93. Just show them that their angels will always be there for them, and that they know how much their friends and family love and miss them. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to actually be able to bring this podcast to the masses that listen to it. And we ask that you bless each listener as they go on about their week, and that they actually gain a little bit of something from this show. And we ask that you be with all of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the show this week, folks. Billy Ray Cyrus is coming up next with the final song for the show off his title CD called Some Gave All. The track will be coming up in just a second. Thank you again for listening to this week's show. Take care of yourselves and each other, and keep your feet firmly planted on the ground while you reach up for the stars. Billy Ray Cyrus is up next. I'll see you guys on the next show here at CGC and the ChristianGamingCommunity.com. Take care of yourselves, everyone. We'll see you soon.
I knew a man called him Sandy Cane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all. Mm-hmm.
Sandy Kane is no longer here, but his words are also clear. They echo throughout our land. For all his friends who gave us all, who stood the ground and took the fall to help their fellow man. I love your country and live with pride, and don't forget those who died. America, can't you see? All gave some, and some gave all, and some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Yes, recall. Some gave all. Some gave all.
The mix is recorded inside the Double-Edged Sword Fleet Team Speak in conjunction with the Christian Gaming Community. For more information, visit our website at ChristianGamingCommunity.com. Some of the music for the mix is provided by Music by Mevio. You can find their website at MusicAlley.com. This show is licensed under the Creative Commons 4.0 non-commercial, share-alike international license. For Will, I'm Mike Mixer, and we'll see you next time on The Mix.